The book is called This Time We Went Too Far, and it comes from the title of an article by the Israeli journalist Gideon Levy, and he's referring to the Israeli invasion of Gaza at the end of 2008. His main point is that none of Israel's justifications are credible any longer. What happened in Gaza was not a war. What happened was a massacre. One soldier said it was like PlayStation computer game. Everything was done by remote control. Another soldier said it was like a child with a magnifying glass burning ants. Israel destroyed about 6,000 Palestinian homes. On the Israeli side, Amnesty International said one house was nearly destroyed. 6,000 to one. The book does basically three things. It looks at number one, why did Israel launch the attack on Gaza? The middle part of the book looks at what actually happened. And what I did was I took the main claims by Israel in its own reports and then juxtapose all of their claims against what all the human rights supports had to say. And the third part of the book shows there is a possibility for resolving the conflict. For the past 30 years, the whole international community has agreed a two-state settlement on the June 67 border and a resolution of the refugee question based on the right of return and compensation. Everybody agrees. The Palestinians agree. Hamas agrees. Iran agrees. If you look at the actual record, the only outliers are Israel and the United States and a few South Pacific islands. That's what the record shows. It's no longer possible to reconcile Israel's conduct and behavior with the most elementary principles of justice and human rights. We now have the real possibility of turning this consensus, these resolutions, these legal decisions by the International Court of Justice, of turning it into a real mass political movement. And so our job now is, where people see something has gone seriously awry, to tell them, in fact, there is a solution. It can be resolved. Because the last refuge of the scoundrels is to say, well, this is an eternal conflict. It goes back to the Bible. It's a clash of civilizations. It's a clash of religions. It can't be resolved. No, it can be resolved. It's not so complicated. The problem is not the terms for resolving it. Everyone agrees in the terms except Israel and the United States. The problem is the political will to impose those terms on the recalcitrants. And there, I think there's a lot of reason for hope.